Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's August 3rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot, so this could be a short show today. In around 5 minutes, we'll try to get it there. Now, I know what comes to mind when you think big top tech companies. I'm sure you think at the top of that list is Apple. Well, you would be wrong, because it seems that Facebook, yes, I'll say that again, Facebook is the one that's on top. And there are a few reasons for that. Most notably, more users are coming on board every single day. In fact, Facebook's monthly user active account increased 13% last year. Or basically saying they added 173 million new users. Not only top of that, but statistics are showing that users are, in fact, addicted to Facebook. They have more than 968 million active daily users. At least that's what Facebook said on its earnings call last week. All right, now before I start getting the email saying, how can you say they're a top tech company? They don't make anything. No, you would be correct. They don't make anything. What they do have, though, is all of our information that they sell. Got a Dropbox account? Have you got a Roku player too? Well, those universes are about to collide, and it's probably going to be good for you. Roku has launched its official Dropbox channel that lets you browse your photos and even videos on its set-top box, including slideshows. That means now you're not going to have to fire up that computer or your network-attached storage anymore. You can just head right on over to the cloud via Dropbox. Be forewarned, however, though, it's got quite a few bugs right now. It won't really let you play long videos as of right now. You might be able to get away with maybe a 15-20 minute TV show, but if you're looking to settle in for a nice movie marathon, nope. Now you're still going to have to go turn on that computer or your network attached storage. Okay, just forget what I said at the first of this news story. But hey, if you want to look at those vacation photos, yeah, Dropbox is now your friend. Well, IndyCar fans out there, yeah, you pretty much notice how the vehicles have looked completely different recently. But things are about to change even more inside the car. Every car now is going to have an LED panel that's going to show the driver's position in real time. Now, the LED panels are located on both sides of each car's airbox. That's actually above and behind the driver's head. Now, yeah, I hear you. Why would you put an LED panel behind the driver's head? Well, it's not really for the driver. It's for me and you that watch the race at home. Particularly during those close-up shots, you're going to be able to see the position of him and other cars in real time on the track. Yeah, I don't really understand how it works yet or not, but apparently it's supposed to be something very cool for the viewer at home. IndyCars also has a few other uses in mind for the panels. They're going to use red numbers to display each driver's position for the majority of the race. Or when a driver makes a pit stop, the panels will be used to count out the duration of the stop in green numbers. And I'm sure IndyCar will probably think of 100 and other things to use these LED panels for. Heck, why not? Just take it one step further. Make the whole car out of LED panels. Make it one lightning-fast LED billboard. And we all know how it's like, say, when we show up, I don't know, favorite restaurant, coffee shop, and the last thing you want to do is stand in line for 20 minutes to get your coffee or grab a table. Well, thanks to technology, we may not have to do that anymore. It's called the Destiny Sensor. What it is, it's a tiny infrared detector, and it basically is a high-tech pedestrian traffic sensor. It talks to an app and it tells how many people are entering or leaving a building at any moment, basically giving you a good idea of how many people are there or not there. Hey, but it won't be just for you, the consumer, either. Shops can also use this data to their advantage. They can even offer discounts whenever it gets quiet or notify you the moment there's a free seat or table. Now, of course, with any tech that actually sounds beneficial to us, it's not completely out in the wild yet. Only over at UC Berkeley's campus. So it's probably going to be just a little while longer before we figure out, hey, should I go to the Starbucks here or go to the Starbucks over there? And finally, time to give you some bad news on a Monday. But it only applies to you if you're a solitaire player on Windows. Do you remember the days when you used to get Windows and there'd be solitaire on there and you think, oh, what joy, you know? Then you'd spend endless hours playing the thing and realize, okay, yeah, probably I should do some work now. Well, productivity might actually go up thanks to Windows 10. Why? Well, because if you want an ad-free solitaire, it's going to cost you $10. Nope, not just once, yearly. Yes, that pre-installed solitaire on Windows 10 now is capitalizing on you, hoping that you're one of those addicted people to it and actually played 8 hours a day instead of doing your job. So they want to send ads your way. course, if the ads annoy you, yeah, you've got that option to now upgrade. $10 every freaking year. I know, that's like $1.49 a month. Woohoo. But again, it's solitaire. It used to be free, Microsoft. So is this what we get? We get a free upgrade, but now we got to pay for solitaire. And I'm starting to think things haven't changed over at Microsoft at all. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a heck of a lot more tech news. We'll see how the day goes. One never knows in the tech world. But whatever we get, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to get through your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow for Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening.